There is a place located at 170 Queen Street in Lenoxville that has been created with the idea of bringing the community together by means of activities, discussion, and great food. One of the members of the founding group is Laurence Thierry, and she's joining me today in the 88.9 Cube studio. Hello.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. I had the opportunity to have a meal at your place there just a week or so ago. And I have to say I was really, really impressed with the vegan food. I love that kind of food. And it was tasty, absolutely tasty. So tell us a little bit about the name of the place and how you got started.
The name officially is L'Espace Sans Nom. And that's sans nom, like as in 100 names, but it's also a pun on no name.
So it works in French, but not in English.
Exactly. It's a little bit more tricky in English. But the idea was that because we couldn't get such a large group, we're about 10 people, to agree on a name, we decided that this could be flexible. 100 names permits us to kind of play also with the name of the space depending on the event, the day, etc. So
you actually created a name without creating a name.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Okay, so tell us what it's all about.
Well, the idea of the space, first and foremost, I would say, is, as you said, to bring the community together, because most of the people in our group feel that there's a lack of alternative spaces where people don't have to consume necessarily to meet people, to mingle, to not only create but foster relationships, or just come and take some time for themselves outside of work and outside of home, where one can come together with other people.
So when did this get started? I think you started it in your own home, really, didn't you? And then you moved?
Yeah, I basically started a little, you could call it a cafe, in my home about 2 years ago. Ended up being quite popular to the point that I was a little bit overwhelmed. And I couldn't accommodate all the things that I wanted to accommodate because it was in my own home and I was alone. And a group that I know eventually came to me with the idea that we create a more collective project around those same ideals.
So who makes up the group?
Well, as I said, there's about 10 of us. Mm-hmm. I would say about 5 or 6 of us work fairly often at the space, and we are all volunteers. And there's a mix of people. There's people from Lenoxville, there's students that go to Bishop, but also Sherbrooke University students. There's also people from the Sherbrooke community, and even some who come from a little bit further outside Sherbrooke.
So now if we go into the place, we can just eat or not, play games, talk with people. If we decide to eat, what can we eat?
Well, there's a fixed menu of about 4 meals, all vegan food, but all very accessible things like chili, curry, bean burger. So a nice mix of comfort vegan food. And there's also always a daily special and a mix of treats, desserts, coffee. We have specialty coffee, tea. And a lot of our ingredients actually come from the garden of one of our members who is based in Saint-Claude.
So it's all homegrown food?
A lot of it is homegrown. Mm-hmm. And some of it is not homegrown, but we try really to focus on the quality. We have mostly organic, local ingredients, and we always try to buy from small local shops, basically.
And all of this must cost money to get this food. What do you do about that?
Well, initially, it's the founding members who put down a certain amount of their personal money in order to get the space and to get all the startup equipment, ingredients, and so on. And since then, we've been functioning on a voluntary contribution basis for the meals, for the treats, for the activities, everything, basically.
So that means we can go in, order a wonderful meal, and we give what we want.
Exactly. It's a contribution, so it's based on what people can, what they feel inclined to give. So some people might not be able to afford to give as much as others, but we've been really surprised and happy about the overall generosity of our, I wouldn't call them clients per se, but of, of the people who frequent the space. Even though some, of course, have are not able to be so generous, others make up for that. So that's great.
So have you noticed an increase as the weeks go by? You said you started this back in September, right? Here in, on Queen Street?
Well, the space, we officially got the space in September. But for the first few months, we were really only doing specific events. And we've been open for lunches from January, from the start of January, so about 3 months now.
Okay, so are you open every day for lunch?
We're open from Monday to Thursday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we're also open since 2 weeks ago on Monday evenings and on Thursday evenings from 5 p.m.
5 p.m. until?
Until, well, on Monday it's 7 p.m. because every Monday we have a projection at the space at 7 p.m. And then on Thursday we're open until 8 p.m. or sometimes a bit later. Yeah, for supper basically.
So you said on Monday you have a projection.
Yeah.
And what exactly is that?
We basically project documentaries every Monday. There are a variety of documentaries based on social change, based on, you know, just awareness of global issues that are important to some of our members. And anybody is free to also suggest a presentation if somebody has a documentary in mind. So yeah, it's a fairly eclectic mix of projections.
A person really doesn't have to become a member of this or anything to join in, do they? They can just drop by and walk in, or how does that work?
Exactly. Everybody from the community is free to participate. Basically, we invite people to come in, suggest activities, or if even if somebody wants to have a private event, that's also possible. Basically, there are no limits to what we can offer, except basically that everybody participates and that yeah, and that our members are free at that time to help out.
So what do you foresee for the future?
I actually have no idea what the future holds for the space, and that's one of the great things, because the space really relies on the community, on of course first and foremost the active members, but really it relies on everybody that frequents it. So I am only responsible for a very small fraction of the future.
Yes. And the great thing about it as well is that it's quite bilingual, isn't it?
It's very much bilingual. It's yeah, that's basically we
bringing get people together from both the French community and the English community, basically.
Yeah, we have, I would say, as many Anglophones as we have Francophones. And the events reflect that. Some projections sometimes are in English, some are in French. We sometimes have poetry evenings, which are bilingual also, which is a nice change, because in Sherbrooke, you'll often get Francophone poetry evenings. And when you're an Anglophone and you're confronted to Francophone poetry,
you feel a little left out.
it's hard to really relate.
Right.
So that's a lot of fun. And usually those are participatory events.
Well, it sounds terrific. And as I said at the outset, I have had a meal there and really enjoyed it. And I would highly recommend that anyone just drop by and check it out.
Well, I'm really happy that you enjoyed your visit, and hopefully more people will discover the space, and as many as enjoy it will come back.
Absolutely. And again, the address is?
170 on Queen Street in front of Provigo.
Very easy to find.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I've been speaking with Laurence Thierry, who is one of the members of the founding group of L'Espèce Sans Nom.